Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the show where you discover the way to real wealth. If you know your passion, tune in and learn to use it to build better health, more wealth, and to cultivate fruitful relationships. If you don't know your passion, we've got you covered. Tune in and listen as Pat Counsel and special guests share techniques and strategies that will inspire, enlighten, and educate you. Get take action tips you can use to really create your dream lifestyle and build a lasting legacy. Get ready to start living the life you want and deserve by learning wealth principles that have been around for centuries and hear from real people who are making them work today. Now is your time to do life with power. Here are a few words from the host of Designing Your Life Today, Pat Counsel.
Hey everybody, let's be honest. Do you really like putting your future into other people's hands? Your job, putting it in the hands of your boss, the politicians, relying on those one or two clients, or how about just relying on family? Well, if that doesn't give you a feeling of independence, then you are not doing life with power. But hey, I've got good news for you. Hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today, and we will show you the way to real wealth. Better health, increasing your income, and by cultivating fruitful relationships. Sounds good? All right, let's get to it. Hey, you guys, welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsel. And normally this would be Tone It Up Tuesday, where we would be talking about good health, things that would bring you good health and help you to reach your fitness goals and improve on your health or stay healthy. But today it is a special day. So we're going to do something a little different. Today is my birthday, and normally I take the day off. In the past, when I've done this show, I've taken the day off on my birthday, but I decided, you know what? I think I feel like doing a show today. So I thought I would do a show and talk about five things that brought me success over my span of my entrepreneurial career. And I have been in business since 1989. And believe me, it didn't all just start where I jumped out of the gate making lots of money, had lots of struggles and challenges along the way, because I really didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't even know enough people or anybody who could help me learn what to do. However, one thing is for sure, is that if you really want to be successful, you will become successful. You don't have to know how. And I think back on that and I thought, wow, God had to be in my corner. He had to be with me the entire time, because I knew nothing about running a business. I never even thought I would ever be running a business. And the kind of money that I've made over the years, I never thought I would be making that kind of money. Never thought that would have happened. And of course, the economy did shift, and well, so did my income. And the beautiful part about that is, even though my income shifted, what happened is, hey, I bounced back. And when I bounced back, I bounced higher, and I bounced into something even greater. And what's the greater thing? The greater thing is that I am using every single one of my gifts and talents to monetize my life. And that's why I want to talk about five things that brought me success, in the hopes that it would inspire many of you that are listening to this show. Because every single one of you can have the success that you want in your life. And one thing that no one can ever convince me of is that you cannot be successful using the talents that you have. Now, some of us have lots of talents. Some of us only have one talent, but it doesn't matter, because either way, those talents can bring you whatever you want, or that one talent can bring you whatever you want. Because here's the beautiful part about it. If you only have the one talent, some people will say, oh, wow, you're so super talented. You have all these great gifts. Well, and I only have one. Be grateful for the one that you have. Because here's the beautiful part about it. Sometimes the person with the one talent actually can connect with the people that have several talents and help them amplify their talents. And the person with the one talent can end up making all of the money, if not more than the person with the many talents. So be grateful for where you are. All right, let's get right into this, because when this is over, I am going to take a break and go celebrate my birthday. All right, let's talk about five things that brought me success. First of all, I learned to focus more on people than the dollar. Now, here's the thing. I made a lot of money in real estate. And then at some point, the real estate was not my ultimate calling. So I wanted to get out of real estate and I wanted to do something different. So I went into direct sales, and I made good money doing direct sales because I'm good at sales. So I made money in direct sales, and I built a huge team. It was over 100 in size, and it kept growing. And so I built a good sized team, but that was not my ultimate calling. But here's the thing that I learned without having someone tell me this. And it's okay, because sometimes we know it instinctively because of environment and how we were raised. And sometimes we have to learn it. But either way, as long as you get this, it's going to be profitable for you. I learned to focus more on people than the dollar, because it dawned on me that if I gave good service, or if I shared something with someone that would help make their lives better, or if I recognized that whatever it is, or whatever it was that I was selling, that it meant more to the person receiving it than perhaps it did me who was selling it. In other words, I perhaps loved what I was doing, because when I was in real estate, I liked selling houses. I liked helping people get into a home. I liked teaching people how to become real estate investors so they could build a larger income. So I liked doing these things because I saw value in that. And when I would just sell a home to just a homeowner and not deal with investors, I noticed that was one of the most expensive things that they were ever going to get in their lifetime. And it meant so much to them. And so I focused more on making sure that they got exactly what they wanted. I focused on making sure that they were excited, that they were happy about their product. And I sold a lot of houses during my career. I sold almost 1,000 houses during the time that I was in real estate. And given the length of time that I was in real estate, that equates to somewhere between 84 to about 86 houses a year. And if you were to talk to the average realtor, they will tell you, wow, that's working and that's smoking. Okay, so that was a lot of houses, and it was a lot of service that was provided to various people. So I focused more on the person. When I dealt with investors, I focused more on helping my investors achieve their objectives. I also focused on helping rookie investors, people who had never been in the game, learn how to get in the game and learn how to earn and learn how to manage that money once they got it. Because it meant more to me than just teaching them how to get into real estate and how to make that money. It meant, it meant, okay, you're in the game, now you're making money, but when the smoke clears, you need to have some of that money left, or you need to reinvest that money and make it grow. So I focused more on the person than I did the dollar. And I have to be honest, when I first got into real estate, I actually wanted to make money. That was my focus. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money when you're in business. Well, that's kind of why you're in business, but that's not the primary reason why you go into a business. The primary reason you go into a business is because you want to render a service and you know that you're going to add value to someone's life. And so with that being said, but when I first got in, because I was kind of hungry, I didn't have a lot of money. So I wanted to make money, but then I got it. Wait a minute. If I take care of the people, the money will come. So that was the first thing that I learned. The second thing that I learned was that I needed to create clear and exciting goals. It wasn't just about making money, it wasn't just about having a goal. I had to be excited about the goal. I had to really want to do this. This couldn't be something that I did just for the sake of money, just for the sake of a dollar. Even though at the time I was struggling to keep my lights on, and a few times my lights got turned off. But the thing is that during that time, this is something that on some level, you know, I instinctively knew this. And the reason why I say I instinctively knew this, and I didn't say, well, God put it into my spirit, because during that time, I had not made a connection between God and my success, or God and setting goals. And it wasn't until later that I started to read the Bible and learn more about the true laws of prosperity and spirituality, and how we can speak things and speak the life that we want into existence. So my point here is that during that time, without even knowing, and I guess God was guiding me then, saying, well, poor thing, she's so naive, she doesn't know any better, and here it is, she's struggling financially. But my thoughts at all times were not on the struggle. My thoughts were that, you know what, I'm going to make it. My thoughts were, I would imagine what my house, my dream house, was going to look like. So I kept my thoughts on prosperous things without realizing that I was actually framing my life for the future. So I created clear and exciting goals. The third thing that I learned that brought me success was I created a clear success system that I could use over and over. Now, I didn't know about systems until I went to this webinar or seminar, because they didn't have webinars back then, until I went to the seminar, and there he was, the big realtor guru from California, and his name is Mike Ferry, and he's still alive today. And I went to one of his seminars, and I got a free ticket because the company I was with at the time, they got tickets for all of us to go and hear Mike Ferry free. I sat there and I listened to him and I thought, wow, he's so super sharp and he's wealthy and he knows real estate. And I realized at that point that I didn't know real estate at all. That's why I was struggling, because I didn't know enough and I needed to make the right connections. And he was my first major right connection. So when it was over, I went and I talked to him and I told him what my goals were. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? He said, I think you're going to make it. He said, but you're going to make it if you have the right system. He says, you have the gung-ho attitude. You have the excitement. You have the mindset for it. He said, but you can have all of that. And if you have no success system, you will not make it. And so I said, okay, how much is your system? And I did not quibble over money. Now, of course, at the time, I didn't have the money to purchase his system, but I wanted that system and I knew I needed that system. And so I made a deal with him that if you let me have this system, I'll give you, back then it wasn't a lot, to put down, but the system was actually $600+. And I said, I'll give you $50 a month until I start to earn more money. And as I earn more, I'll pay more. Well, I took a system and I got into that system and I learned that system and I started using that system and the money started to come. And so I paid it off a lot sooner than I thought I would. But here's the thing about that success system. In the process of listening to his system, learning his system, and being in the real estate game and on a daily basis, and recognizing that, hey, he lives in California, I'm in Florida, our rules are a little bit differently in terms of the culture of the city that I live in, which is Jacksonville, Florida. So I needed to create my own system. So I came up with my own clear system after listening to a system that worked and using a system that had started to work, but it wasn't working on the level I needed it to work on. But I was grateful to pay him for that system. Why? Because without that system, I would not have known how to create my own. So I created a clear success system, and all I did was, throughout my real estate career, I used it over and over and over and over. And at that point, some point, I became a broker, a real estate broker. I got my real estate brokerage license and got my company together and had realtors working with me, a buyer's agent and regular agents who could buy and sell real estate or buy and list real estate and deal with the buyers for me. And at that point, I started to teach them my system. And one thing that I promised them, I promised each of them that they would make money. And if any of them are listening to this show today, they know that to be true. There was not one realtor that worked in my office that did not make money. And not only did they make money, but they made enough money to take care of their families. They made enough money to take care of their lifestyle. So my point is, when you have that clear success system and you use it over and over and you start to think about people and you start to pass it on, there it is. There's that value. When you add value to a person's life, you're going to make more money. You're going to get the things that you want. All right. So now the fourth thing that I learned that brought me success was to surround myself with other wealthy people. Now, I want to clarify with wealthy people what that means. Now, I did run into several millionaires. Okay, let me clarify. I didn't run into them. One of them I actually met, he came to visit the office where I was working, and someone said, hey, this is so-and-so, and he's a millionaire. I'd never met a millionaire in my life, so I am not a shy person, so I went to him, and I said, hey, are you a millionaire? They said that you're a millionaire, and he was gracious and wonderful. And he said, yes, I am, and I asked him, well, how do I become one, too? How do I do what you did? Now, he was in a different business. He was in the insurance business, and he was happy to share his success tips with me. Now, I want to clarify something here. When I talk about surrounding myself with wealthy people, I'm talking about people who were wealthy as far as money was concerned, but I'm also talking about people who were a wealth of knowledge. They didn't necessarily have $1 million, but they had a wealth of knowledge, and they knew the rules of the real estate game, but they also knew the rules of success, and they were really so available there for me, and they had such, I learned so much from them. And here's the thing, although they weren't millionaires, I was learning from millionaires. I had people, because once I met one millionaire, then it becomes easier to meet the others, because I would ask questions. Well, you obviously know other millionaires, so who are they in this town? Because when I came to Jacksonville, Florida, I didn't know anybody. I was brand new in the city. So over time, I started to ask who knew who, and I would actually call that person up, and I would introduce myself over the phone, and I got to know other millionaires. So I had my money people, so to speak, but you always need knowledge. And when I talk about knowledge, I'm not talking about just basic how to in the business that you're in. The knowledge that I learned spiritual knowledge. There was a pastor who came into my life, and I thought, wow, he knows, you know, the secrets to the universe. And so I learned so much from that pastor. And to this day, every single year, more than once a year, I will call him. I will check on him. I will make sure he's okay. I will call to say hi and everything, because I want to keep that connection going, because he introduced me to a whole nother world that I didn't know existed. So the knowledge that he brought into my life, with that knowledge came a tremendous amount of wisdom. And so these are the things that brought me success over my life. Now, here's the other thing, too. The other wealth that I'm talking about, when I say wealthy people, I'm talking about people who had a wealth of connections. You know, I had people that worked with me in my office, and I had people that were outside of my office that made connections for me, that connected me to people that I wanted to meet, that connected me to people who probably would not have seen me otherwise, and that connected me to people that I would probably not have met had they not made those connections for me, because they were really mega networkers and they were mega people oriented. And during that time, I was mostly what you call a driver, meaning that it was my goal to get in there and do real estate, to learn that business, to run my office, and really focus on that. So I couldn't focus on everything. And did I have to do networking? Yes, I did networking on my own, but you're only one person. And so if you have somebody that can connect you to other people, while you're working on other things, well, you're going to amplify your success. So you're going to make it happen a whole lot faster. So I surrounded myself with other wealthy people, wealthy being people who were wealthy monetarily, people who came with a wealth of connections, people who came with a wealth of knowledge. Now, I want to say this to you. There are no shortages of people in these different categories. And so you can really step out and get the people into your life that you want. And all you have to do is to know the types of people that you want to surround yourself with. So that was the fourth thing that brought me success throughout my business career. And finally, the fifth thing that really amplified my success tremendously is I became a giver. I learned that it was more important to give than receive. Now, as I said, my first one was to focus more on people than the dollar, which means I was a giver kind of to begin with, but I learned to be a giver when it came to my money. I met so many different people in real estate and they were heavy hitters. I mean, they were mega superstars when it came to the money. Some of them were givers and some of them, well, were just annoying and they were, all right, a little tight and stingy with their money and a bit selfish. Okay. There, that's enough adjectives for today. But the point is that they were not givers. But what I noticed throughout my real estate career is that the ones that were givers, well, they stayed in the business so much longer. The ones who were the hot shots and they were thriving and it was all about them, I don't even remember their names anymore. All right, there's only one name I can recall, but several of them, they are out of the business. And so my point is, but I learned to be a giver throughout my business. If someone had a question about success, you know, I couldn't answer everybody's question because, okay, when you're self-employed, you really got to manage your time. However, I made time for people when I could, and I didn't turn anybody down, and I didn't tell anybody, well, I made it, you go figure it out. I figured it out, you figure it out. Well, I didn't just figure it all out. I had people that helped me along the way. I learned to be a giver when it came to my funds, when it came to making donations, when it came to tithing to the church that I was a member of at that time, and to this day, I'm still a tither. So I learned to be a giver. And when it comes to sharing knowledge with people that I think will help them get from one level to the next, okay, let me rephrase it, that I know will help them get from one level to the next, well, I couldn't help but be a giver. That excited me. I love seeing people make it. I love seeing people thrive. And I love seeing people who want to pick themselves up and go to another level or just pick themselves up, period, and really start operating in their gifts and talents and get to where it is they want to be. So I learned to be a giver. That is something that's never going to change about me. I'm doing this show and Designing Your Life Today, and I love doing this show. I love sharing information to help people thrive in their business and to help people achieve wealth, because the wealth is here for all of us. It's so amazing that people think that they can't be wealthy, that they think it's just for the people they see on TV, and they think that it's for the athletes and all of this, without realizing that there are certain components that if you put these components in place, and there, if you just follow a certain system, and if you really in purpose your heart, you know, that you're going to make it, that you will in fact make it. So with that being said, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Pat. Happy birthday to me. So there it is. I had to sing happy birthday to myself. If anybody else want to sing happy birthday to me, hey, you're all out there. Just do it. I'll hear you. So I have super hearing. Anyway, I mean, that's why they call me the power lady. All right. I couldn't resist. I had to say that. Indulge me. This is my birthday. So these are the five things that really that brought me success over my business career. And I want to say this because I always like to let people know. A lot of times when people talk about their success, they talk about their wealth, it always comes across as though they did certain things, they woke up and they never went through anything again. You know, I mentioned here that when the economy changed, hey, so did my income. So not just my income, my life changed. And my point to you there is that to bring the wealth back, to get back in the game, to become successful again, to go to that next level, you know what happened? I use these same five things to put me back in the game and to take me to the next level. The only difference is I added a few things to it. One of which is, instead of just getting into real estate again, because my time was up in real estate, and you know when it's time for you to move to another level and move into something else that's going to amplify all of your talents. And so you know when that time comes, and that time had come for me. And my point is, the thing that I learned that's bringing me success now and increasing my wealth on a daily basis is I learned to monetize my talents. Whoever you are, if you're listening to this and you're not making the kind of money that you want to make, I can tell you, your money is in your gifts. Proverbs, I think it's 18:16. Proverbs 16:18. Either way, look both of them up. But the numbers are right. I may have them backwards, but it tells you that your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. And so know this, that you have some amazing gifts, even if it's one, whether it's many, it doesn't matter. And if you want to be obedient to that gift and you want to learn how to monetize that gift and you want to use that gift, then you know what? I'm doing a free webinar, and you guys can go to my website at designingyourlifetoday.com/webinar, or just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, click on webinar there. Or if you're listening to this on blog.designeryourlifetoday.com, then you'll see the link there, and you can just click on that link and go ahead and sign up and say, hey, send me some information on the replay for that webinar. And we're going to replay that webinar over and over and over, because I want everybody to understand what it takes to get the wealth that you want in your life. Keep in mind that wealth, the money that you make and the level that you go to in your life, it is not just about you. And I guess if I had to say, that would be a sixth thing that I learned that brought me success. I realized that it's not all about me. Whatever my gifts and talents are, I need to use those gifts and talents because it's going to add to the lives of other people. I looked back over my life, and we're going to end on this note. I looked back over my life, and one of the things that I discovered, well, let me rephrase that. I looked back over my business life, and one of the things that I discovered is that all of the people that I connected with on some level, first of all, almost all of them reached a certain level of success. They all knew how to become better salespeople. They all knew how to treat people. They know the rules of the game. Now, whether they're all following it, a whole nother ball game, but they all know it. But they're all sustaining themselves, they're taking care of their families, and they're doing well. And, you know, I feel really good about that, that I could connect with them just for that moment in time and share whatever my knowledge with them. And so the gifts, I realized that, wait a minute, whatever the gifts are, your gifts, my gifts, it's not about us. It's about what can you do to bring value or add value to the life of lives of other people. And so I learned that. And I'm so committed to taking that to the next level. And with that being said, on designingyourlifetoday.com, you guys are going to see a brand new website, and this one is going to be awesome. So it's being worked on as we speak. You're going to see, if you go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, you're going to see a brand new site there. It's already up, and we're going to bring you lots of resources that will add value to your success. My point is, over the years, I've come to realize that I've helped a lot of people, hundreds of people, achieve their goals. And with that being said, I am Pat Counsell, the goal achievement strategist, because I'm going to give you strategies that will help you go to that next level, that will help you achieve those goals. And I'm going to tell you, whatever it is you want to do in your life, it is so possible. It is there for you. You just have to be willing to step up and step out and make it happen. Okay, that's enough talking. I'm going to celebrate my birthday, and you guys celebrate wherever you are. You're celebrating with me in spirit, right? So celebrate with me. You can go to our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today, facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday, and you can check out the Power Focus Word of the Week. It's a great Power Focus Word. You can see the energy connection to your life and what it means to you and how you use that word to bring you more. And while you're there, click that like button. Hey, you guys, this has been oh so great. Thank you for celebrating with me just for a few moments, and do life with power.